Blog Talk Radio.
I come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, seeking your face, and not only your hand. I find you embracing me just as I am. And I lift these songs to you and you alone, as I sing to you in my majesty. What song could I sing that would move the heart of royalty, when all that I have is this life that you've given me? So Lord, let me live for you, my song with humility. And Lord, as the love song of my life is played, I have one desire to bring glory to your name. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your Spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward. To see your kingdom come and your will be done, I only desire to be yours, Lord.
Father God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people tonight and tell them what thus says the Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to get the glory on tonight, God. Move like you want to move, God. Say what you want to say, God, that you may move upon your people tonight, Lord God, and bless them, and in return, get the glory that your name deserves. Sit me down and stand up mightily in me tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. Tonight, we only have one verse that serves as a foundational text. That's all we need is one verse. And that one verse is Job 10, verse 1. Job 10. Verse 1 from the CEV. The headlines above the text says, Job complains to God, I am sick of life. And Job 10:1 itself says, I am sick of life. And from my deep despair, I complain to you, my God. I'm going to read it again since it's only one verse. Job says, I'm sick of life, and from my deep despair, I complain to you, my God. January started out a normal January with the celebration of the new year, parties held around the country to ring in the new year. Life was happy, filled with family and friends, but by March, somebody say, but by March, things were beginning to shut down, and whole households were on lockdown for fear of a virus, for fear of spreading COVID to one another. So much for celebrating, for being social, going places in groups, churches and schools even closed. A lot of businesses, a lot of companies buckled under the pressure and were forced out of business, which meant a record number of job losses across the country. They say it's a pandemic. And the way you save lives is to stay home away from each other. So what does that mean for Thanksgiving? For those of us in the United States, what does that mean for Thanksgiving? Just days away. And for Christmas coming up. Change is hard. But being forced to change is even harder. Change is hard, but being forced to change is even harder. And the state of our world globally has taken a major blow. And the state of our world globally has taken a major blow. Now, many of you feel like your life has been blown apart. Now, many of you feel like your life has been blown apart, and there's nothing you can do but hide behind a mask. You feel like Job right now in tonight's foundational text. You're literally sick of your life. You're in deep despair. And all you've been doing is complaining, 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 complaining to God. And you think it's okay. And you really, really, really think it's okay to complain. Like, here's your excuse. You're complaining to God about the life he gave you. You don't even know. Help them, Jesus, because they don't even know. You don't even know. You are showing signs of depression. You don't even know. You're showing signs of depression. Pandemic. Depression. Tonight's message. You see, when a Christian, one who carries the name of Christ, complains more than he or she prays, it can be an early sign of depression. You see, when a Christian, one who carries the name of Christ, complains more than he or she prays, it can be an early sign of depression. Because faith does not waste time complaining. Because faith does not waste time complaining. Faith prays. Hear me, complaining. Faith prays. But here's the thing. Some of you think you are praying. But here's the thing. Some of you think you are praying. when all you're really doing is complaining. Some of you think you are really praying when all you're really doing is complaining, telling God how bad it is and how you hate this and you hate that. It's just another way. It's just another way to subtly complain. You're not praying. It's just another way to subtly complain, to vent. But you're not actually praying. Somebody, stop telling God you're sick of life. Stop telling God you're sick of life, especially you're sick of your life. Based on those words alone coming out of your mouth, if God were to call you home early, let's just say he took you up on your words and called you home early, prematurely, would you really be ready to go? That's a good question. Based on those words coming out of your mouth, remember, you said you're sick of life. And based on those words coming out of your mouth, if God were to call you home early, prematurely, would you really be ready to go? Or if suddenly faced with a life-threatening illness or a life-threatening situation, would you do everything in your power, I mean everything, you could to save your own life? That's food for thought. You know I like to make you think here on Prolific Fire. But love, let's just agree to stop saying it. Stop saying it out of frustration. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Remember that scripture? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, your tongue. That's Proverbs 18 and 21. Therefore, in this season especially, with so much going on, be mindful. Be mindful of the words coming out of your mouth. It's not my mouth or somebody else's mouth you have to worry about, but be mindful of the words coming out of your mouth. Consequences of what you're really saying. Know the consequences of what you're really saying. Don't play with your life like that. This is serious. Don't play with your life like that. The more you complain, the more you will feel the effects of the problem you're complaining about. I feel like I need to say that again for somebody. The more you complain, the more you will feel the effects of the problem you're complaining about. And so the Israelites complained. They complained about bitter water. They complained about food in Exodus 16, etc. They were just some complaining folks. To be honest, they were just some complaining folks. Let's read in Exodus 15. This is Exodus 15, verse 22 to 26 from the CEV. And this is them complaining about the water. Starting with verse 22 from Exodus 15. And remember, we're going to read from Exodus 15, 6 from the CEV. After the Israelites left the Red Sea, Moses led them through the sheer desert for 3 days before finding water. They did find water at Marah, but it was bitter, which is how that place got its name. The people complained and said, Moses, what are we going to drink? Beloved, as long as you choose to complain, and that's what it is, it's a choice. Beloved, as long as you choose to complain, the Lord will allow bitterness to come upon you. As long as you choose to complain, the Lord will allow bitterness to come upon you. He will allow you to experience some form of bitterness. That's for those of you that want to know what's going on. Seems like everything in your life is bitter. It's because you have chosen to complain. As long as you choose to complain, the Lord will allow bitterness to come upon you. He will allow you to experience some form of bitterness. And some of y'all have been bitter for years. You've been so bitter. Some people just think that's a part of your personality. But really, it's not. It's a choice that you've made. It's a spirit that you carry based on the choices that you've made. Continuing on. But then, verse 25 says, Moses asked the Lord for help. Smart man. Then in verse 25, Moses asked the Lord for help. It's understandable right now. Now, beloved, it's understandable with everything going on right now that maybe you can't pray. Have you ever been there? I've been there. Well, I just couldn't pray. Perhaps with everything going on right now, you just can't pray, and that's understandable. Maybe your mind is too cluttered to pray, to ask the Lord for help. But in order to see things change in your situation, in order to see things change, see your situation change, see your circumstances change from bitter to sweet, from bitter to sweet, because the King James Version says, when Moses cried out to the Lord, the water was made sweet. In order for that to happen in your life, for things to go from bitter to sweet, you need someone like Moses. You need someone like Moses. You need someone who is in relationship with the Lord for real. Not somebody playing with the Lord, but you need someone who is in the Lord, in a relationship with the Lord for real, who knows the Lord and who the Lord knows. Someone whose voice carries a certain weightiness to it. Someone whose voice carries a certain weightiness to it in the realm of the spirit, to cry out to the Lord. You need them to cry out to the Lord in prayer on your behalf. In other words, you need a good old Holy Ghost feel, Holy Spirit feel intercessor. That's what you need. You need a good old church mother. That's what you need. Somebody filled with the Holy Spirit, and you know that they can reach God. You know that they can reach the Lord. They can reach heaven on your behalf. So it says Moses asked the Lord for help, and the Lord told him to throw a certain piece of wood into the water. And the Lord told him to throw a certain piece of wood into the water. It's important that you obey in this season. We're going to get to that later on, though. But it's so important that you obey in this season. Moses obeyed, and he throwed a piece of wood into the water. And when he did, when Moses did so, the scripture says, the water became fit to drink. The water became fit to drink. Then what happened? The Bible says, at Marah, in that bitter place, the Lord tested his people. At Marah, in that bitter place, the Lord tested his people. Hear me, everybody under the sound of my voice. It's not just you. You might have thought you was alone in what you're going through, but it's not just you. The Lord is testing many of us. The Lord is testing many of us in this bitter season of life. The Lord is testing many of us in this bitter season of life, this so-called pandemic season. He's testing us as his body. He's testing us as his body, the body of Christ, to see if we trust him, to see if we will trust him even now. The key words being trust him, to see if we can recognize his goodness is still in the land, to see if we can recognize that his goodness is still in the land, even though things are dark and uncertain on many fronts. He's testing us to see if we can recognize his goodness is still in the land, even though things are dark and uncertain on many fronts. Can we see, recognize that the Lord is still good? He's still good, y'all. His nature has not changed just because the world has been globally hit with COVID. He's still good. So many of us have been spared, kept from COVID-19, kept from disease, etc. The blood of Jesus covered and is covering our houses. The blood of Jesus covered and is covering our houses and allowed us to keep living, though others have died. And for that alone, we give him praise. You ought to just take a few minutes and just give him your best praise. Tell God be the glory for that, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you proper reverence, adoration, incurable, systematic exaltation. We give you praise. Can't you see what a testimony you and I are of the goodness of God? Can't you see, beloved, the testimony that you and I are of God's goodness? Of the goodness of God. Now is not the time to complain. Hear me. Now is not the time to complain. The Lord let you tune in to Believing Fire at this time, whatever time it is where you are, just to let you know that now is not the time to complain, but to exalt. It's not the time to complain, but to exalt, to lift Jesus up. It's not the time to complain, but to exalt, to lift Jesus up. Exalt means to lift up, lift Jesus up. Remember, Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." That's John 12 and 32. That's John 12 and 32 from the King James Version. Again, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Your job in this season, in the midst of a so-called pandemic, hear me, your job in this season, in the midst of a so-called pandemic, is to lift Jesus up. Lift him up at all men, including that man you're having a problem with, including you, if you're the problem, will be drawn unto him. When you lift Jesus up, all men will be drawn unto him. That's what the scripture says. Therefore, lift him up and all men, including that man you're having a problem with, including you, if you're the problem, will be drawn unto him. Draw men to Jesus, and your man-made problems will be dealt with. Draw men to Jesus, and your man-made problems will be dealt with. Now is the time for revival. Now is the time for revival. God says now is the time for revival. Right in the midst of a so-called pandemic, let revival begin in you and spread abroad. Let revival begin in you and spread abroad. Lift your voice like a trumpet and let revival begin in you and spread abroad. And you thought COVID spread it fast all over. Wait until you see what God's about to do worldwide. Glory to God. Wait until you see what my God is about to do worldwide. That's why the spirit of depression is trying to take over. That's why the spirit of depression is trying to take over so many who are in a difficult situation due to this so-called pandemic. That's why the spirit of depression is trying to take over so many of you who are in a difficult situation due to this so-called pandemic. But not so. Not so. Difficult, yes, but not so. But it's not over. It's not over. Hear me, it's not over. You're still alive for a reason. You're still alive for a reason. I hear the Holy Spirit whispering, "I have not seen nor ear heard. I have not seen nor ear heard." Anyways, after Moses asked the Lord for help, and he changed the water, changed what was bitter to the taste. This is verse 26 of Exodus 15 from the CB. Then he said, "I am the Lord your God." Then he said, "I am the Lord your God. And I cure your diseases, and I cure your diseases. If you obey," here it goes. I told you obedience was important in this season. To obey was important. "If you obey me by doing right and by following my laws and teachings, I won't punish you with the diseases I sent on the Egyptians." Then he said, "I am the Lord your God, and I cure your diseases. If you obey me by doing right, by following my laws and teachings, I won't punish you with the diseases I sent on the Egyptians." And this is just a side note. No, I'm not saying that God sent COVID. I'm not saying that he sent COVID. But you have to think. He didn't send it, but he didn't stop it either. He didn't send it, but he didn't stop it either. So he allowed it. What's the reason? Now, I'm going to leave that with you for you to think about that. But here's the other point I was trying to make. Obey. Stop worrying about punishment, worrying about diseases, etc., and obey. Obedience is the greatest sacrifice you can make in this season in spite of what you see or hear. Obey the Lord. You got to obey like never before in this season. Even things, if you're not sure God said it, if you're not sure the Holy Spirit said it, if you're not sure it's a Jesus thing, still obey. Obey. Obedience is the greatest sacrifice you can make in this season, in spite of what you see or hear. 1 Samuel 15:22, it says obedience is better than sacrifice. You have too much to live for. You have too much to live for. You can't afford to be talking like Job in tonight's foundational text. You can't afford to be talking like Brother Job in tonight's foundational text. One minute he was sick of life, Job 10 and 1 from the CV. But by verse 9, he's trying to tell God what not to do to him. In verse 1, chapter 10 of Job 10 and 1, CEV, one minute he was sick of life. Remember that? I'm sick of life. He was sick of life. But by verse 9, he's trying to tell God what not to do to him. Remember that you molded me like a piece of clay. So don't turn me back into dust once again. He's trying to tell God what not to do to him. So don't turn me back into dust once again. Job 10 and 9 from the CV. Either you're sick of life, sick of your life, or you're defending your life. Which is it, Job? What you talking about, Job? What are you talking about? But love, you hear how crazy that sounds. Don't let this so-called pandemic cause you to go into a depression state. Don't let this so-called pandemic cause you to go into a depression state and be literally talking all over the place. And be literally talking all over the place from one day to the next. Tonight, I pray over the mind of everybody tuning in near or far, whether north, south, east, or west, that no weapon formed against your mind will prosper. No matter how it started, I don't care how it started, no matter how it started or where it originated from, it will not prosper. Depression, loosen your grip right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit is telling me to stop right here. I will continue where I left off praying this same prayer, but going deeper. We're going deeper in the face of this so-called pandemic, in the face of what looks like and feels like depression for so many. We're going deeper. Friday night, tune in for Faith on the Line. I will be going deeper into this prayer, pressing in deeper on Faith on the Line Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Tune in for the continuation. And if you have a prayer request, as you already probably know, that would be a good time to get your prayer request in if you don't get it in on tonight. Anyways, happy Thanksgiving, everybody in the United States. Remember, Jesus is the reason we have to be thankful. And if you're in another country, still know that Jesus is the reason that you have to be thankful every day. This concludes tonight's message. If you need prayer and you can't wait to Friday, you can get it done right now. If you need prayer and you're on the phone lines, right now, via Blog Talk Radio, just press 1 on your phone. Get your specific prayer request in your head and let it be something that's unrelated to what we just prayed about, what the Lord just brought his word about. Because you should have received that by faith, but if your prayer request is unrelated to that, then jump on the phone lines and press 1 on your phone. Press 1 at this time. Be glad to pray with you. But wait until you hear me say hello and properly greet you and call out your area code, no more than your area code. That way you'll know that you're about to be on the air. And when you hear me greet you, you'll know you're on the air. And we're about to deal with your prayer request. So I'm going to give you a minute to get your prayer request in your head, and I'm going to give you further announcements. And then I'll head to the phone lines. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. Or use the Cash App. It's a dollar symbol and the ministry's name, which is Prolific Fire. The P in Prolific is capital. The F in Fire is capital. Read all together. Prolific Fire. And if you see a sword with some fire coming out of it, and my name, Prophetess Stacy, then you have the right Cash App. And I would like to thank everybody that's sowing 3,600-fold. May the Lord return it to you where you need it the most. To God be the glory. Thank you, everybody that's sowing. As usual, You can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. God says let everybody know overseas you can use the PayPal. Again, it's paypal.me/prolificfire. As I was saying, if you want to contact me on social media, you can do so by finding me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. You can DM me, inbox me on either one of those. People do so all the time. That is fine. If I said something that you have a question about on tonight, you can hit me up on either one of those, and I'll be glad to talk about that. Or you have something else you need to discuss, need some godly wisdom on, I'll be glad to do that as well. Whatever you need. Whatever you need. As long as it's in God, then we can deal with it. Check out PolificFire.com. Everything that I name, from donating to sending in a prayer request. Also, you can sponsor a child through World Vision. I am a World Vision sponsor, been one for 23 years. I'm also a World Vision Child Ambassador, finding sponsors for the children. So if you want to sponsor a child, reach out to me at the number. The number is 865-408-8690. You can access me through that number, either by calling or texting, and we can discuss sponsorship, we can pray, or we can discuss the Bible, whatever you need, whatever is on your mind and whatever you need to talk about, as long as it's within God, or about sponsorship, which is also a godly thing, then we can discuss just that. In the name of Jesus. Be sure, as I already announced, to join us this Friday. I will be the one leading you all in prayer. So be sure to join me on Faith on the Line with Prophet Stacy. And I will be going deeper in the prayer that I started on tonight. It's Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the number that many of you call tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then too. Or as I always say, if you get your prayer request taken care of tonight, or you reach out in private and get it taken care of, you still just need to call back then to be in the atmosphere. You're still gonna receive something if you're in that type of atmosphere. Prayer releases things, even when you're just sitting in the atmosphere. So call back and sit in the atmosphere, even if you don't have a prayer request. We'll be glad to have you right there on Faith on the Line Friday night. I'm sure I can speak for Prophet Stacy on there. We'd be glad to have you on Faith on the Line. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire. I'll be glad to have you right back here where Prophet Stacy will be ministering to us, however the Holy Spirit leads and directs her to do so. So tune in. For via the Holy Spirit where Prophet is paid. It's sure to be a powerful encounter with the Holy Spirit and with the woman of God herself. Tune in to receive. With all of that being said, you should have your prayer request in your head and ready for me to come to the phone lines. So God be the glory. I'm coming to the phone lines.